Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 thrill-seeking adventurers. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the OG spot, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. I feel like everything's too, we're too close to you guys today, but we'll see how it works out. Hey, how's it going? I'll talk to anybody that runs through. I don't care. It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2020, and starting tonight, if you are too lazy or busy to make a name tag, I don't even remember writing this down, I still appreciate your attendance. So IDs count as name tags from this point forward. See, I made that rule because people at South by Southwest, they can't mess around with name tags, but they all have South by Southwest badges. So I was thinking that's a good time to just allow them to use those. And then, of course, South by got canceled. So, yeah, I know. But I'm going anyway. Yeah, Doug plugs. This is what's happening, you guys. I just restored some of the shows that I was going to do, move some things around. And so I will still be in Austin, Texas this Thursday night. I'm doing stand-up with our friend Dan Van Kirk. Yeah. That's at the Cap City Comedy Club at 8 o'clock on, like I said, this Thursday the 12th. And then on Wednesday, March 18th, I'm doing Douglas Movies, also at Cap City Comedy. And then coming up later, April 11th, DLM is back at the Improv in Tempe, Arizona at 4:20. I think that's everything I wanted to say. Let's look in the prize bag. A young lady who was at the show a few weeks ago told me she makes beer. Now she proved it. She brought a bottle of the beer. And what's it called? Whip It 6000? Is she here or does she just drop it off and leave? Interesting. I was in Orlando, Florida, and they had this nice book in the hotel room called Orlando. So I took that. Here's kind of a weird one. I didn't know anybody who personally wants to try this. but it's vaginal suppositories that have CBD and THC in them. Yeah, so put some weed in your twat is no longer an insult. It's a recommendation. And then a hat from Legalize Humanity, which is about time someone's trying to do that. I got some pretzels from, I had to fly Southwest. I'm not really a pretzel eater. What's this stuff? This is a couple of fancy boxes I got from somewhere that it's like CBD products, but I wanted to give them a plug. It's called Social, and there's a hemp extract and a unflavored CBD drops. Unflavored, interesting. T-shirt from an awesome company that I just found out about. They make extracts, and they're called Strong John. And here's I kept one t-shirt and then put one in the bag. There's their beautiful logo. He looks kind of like, it's kind of a Hulk Hogan thing going on. But we won't hold that against him. And then Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins that, of course, is going to be won by somebody in the audience if they match me in a suggestion for Last Woman Stanton. All of that. Oh, and a beautiful Ralph's bag that says, yeah, it's got a beautiful sunset, some palm trees. It says the Golden State on it. That's a nice reusable bag that I got because I forgot to bring my reusable bag. And so I had to get one. All of that is going to be won by somebody in the audience tonight. And let's get my four guests out here. Please give it up for Wade Fetterman, Eliza Schlesinger, Brian Moses, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. We also
thank you.
I think it was mostly for the dog, Wayne.
Oh, okay.
We have a beautiful doggy joining us for the first time. Everybody say hello to Tian Fu.
Tian Fu.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Thank you. Been a staple in our household since the day we got her.
Yeah.
That expression about that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Yeah, of course.
To Tian Fu. Thanks for nothing.
Julie.
Beautiful bandana that Tian Fu
not great with dogs, so just know. No, I'm kidding.
This dog looks like
this dog
it can
is
really
staring
surprise
at me.
You.
It's staring at me. You will admit that.
This is the extent of her participation. This is it, which is great for a podcast.
Very chill.
Yeah. Is that a bandana? Like with a is that a flag? Like a rainbow flag?
Yeah, it's like the gay flag on the outside, but I thought orange was cuter on her.
Okay.
There's no political message there.
I was gonna say.
More of an orange gal.
Okay. So she doesn't identify as something else like a cat.
Yeah. It's just her pronouns.
Well, yeah.
Are
she's clearly an autumn.
Yeah.
And so
she's
orange
a spring.
Is perfect.
I just thought the orange matched her little tear stains. So we celebrate them. We celebrate her differences.
I love it.
When you
that, when that dog wakes up, it's going to be fun. Very chill. Let's meet everybody individually, and we'll start with the gentleman to my left. Brian Moses is here, everybody. You know him, of course, from the roast battles that happen here every Tuesday night in Los Angeles and on Comedy Central and out on the road, and I was so excited because I was going to be a judge at the roast battles at South by Southwest, and it got it got pulled out from under us, and isn't
so
happening.
You're not going there at all, right?
No, I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm still going to go.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't think you heard my opening
remarks.
I did.
I was kidding.
That was the joke?
That was the whole
thing. Pretending you don't understand what's happening?
I'm sorry.
Pretending you have no cognitive skills?
No, I've Joe Biden'd it. I just have to...
That reminds me, our fifth guest tonight is Corn Pop.
Fresh from the pool. Fresh from the pool.
Show so political.
Yeah, but I'm so sad that that happened to us.
Yeah, we can hang out in Austin now and get a virus together.
That would have been super fun. But yeah, like Wayne was saying, I'm going to go anyway. But you're just going to chill here, right?
I'm going to stay here, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the smart play. But that's...
I mean, there's no traffic right now in L.A., so it's like Christmas again.
That is kind of
It's like
exciting.
A normal city here.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really weird. I didn't know there were that many people that were scared of being in their own cars. Also joining us, it's Eliza Schlesinger, everybody!
Thank you.
Star of the number one Netflix movie in the world.
Yeah. No, it really is.
Yeah, it's number one in the world. Netflix in Bulgaria, they're watching this movie. Netflix in another city that I'm too lazy to think of.
Number three in
watching
Myanmar.
This movie, really?
And I tweeted at them. I was like, "Get your shit together."
Get it together, Myanmar.
Whatever.
But so, congratulations on that. That's
Thank
super
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
And what about that accent?
What about it? I was like, should I do it? No. I don't know.
I kind of want you to do it.
Oh, is that what you said?
I don't
want to,
you know.
That doesn't work on me.
You're not a trained, neither of you are a trained animal, so I'm not going to.
Do it.
I'm not going to. Wayne really wants to hear it, though.
We're both just here because of pity.
I'd like to hear Wayne's Boston accent, actually.
Sure. Oh. That was it.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
Sure.
You're just very agreeable?
Sure.
Sure.
Park.
You sound like
right
my
now.
Jewish grandma.
Sure. Park. Have it. I know it.
He's got it.
It's Wayne Fetterman, everybody.
I can do it.
Give him a round of applause for this.
Medford.
So...
Medford. Stoneham. I know it.
He's so defensive about
sorry,
it.
Sorry.
How you doing?
I'm doing swell. I'm very excited to be here. I was just in Indio Palm Springs doing a club there. They still do comedy.
Indio slash Palm Springs?
I guess it's Indio.
It's all they have because they canceled Coachella.
Yeah.
All they have is Wayne Fetterman.
Fetterman there. By the way, still did not sell out. Still cannot draw. Thousands and thousands of people looking for something to do. They were just, I don't think we want to.
Well, maybe they were busy listening to your podcast, The History of Stand-Up Comedy.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Nice.
How many?
Okay. Sweet. Thank you.
That show sounds like a lot of work to me.
It is.
Yeah, The History of Stand-Up Comedy. That's a lot to cover.
We started vaudeville, though. We don't go back further than that.
Okay.
What's further than that? Like a barn raising?
Yeah, some hilarious cave drawings.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah,
in
it was
America.
A burgeoning industry.
It was a thing. Yeah. I don't know. You're familiar with the Mark Twain Award, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been nominated yet?
No. How do you do that?
I don't know exactly how the system works. Mark Twain was one of the earliest guys running around doing like a stand up bird, like funny lectures.
Yeah, I saw, what's his name? Hal Holbrook do it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
You got a laugh back there for some reason.
Yeah.
But, so what are you up to now? If you started at vaudeville, where are you at?
I've already done the whole thing, and then I've been doing individual, like we did the history of comedians on the Academy Awards. We did the history of comedians, like we focused on Chicago in the early 2000s when, like, Kamel and TJ and Hannibal were all there. Pete Holmes. It was like all doing alternative, not working at Zany's, all during like this little alternative room, and like how that scene kind of exploded. Does that interest you?
I'm fascinated by it.
You are? All right.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. Keep it up.
Okay. All right. Riveting. Sounds horrible now. I'm not good at promoting.
You're like, it sounds like some real Ken Burns stuff going on over there. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about the visual?
People that want the deep dive are going to love it.
I hope so. Okay, now I'm going to cancel the podcast. This is making it sound horrible to us.
Speaking of deep dives, Sam Levine is here. And
oh, hello. Thank you, Doug.
There's nobody I know that can hold his breath underwater at a deeper level.
I had to do that a few years ago.
It's one of your things. Why?
I was shooting underwater fight scenes for Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits and Monsters show.
Oh, okay.
I legit had to hold my breath for like 45 seconds underwater while I did choreographed stunt work.
Did you call Tom Cruise and ask for tips?
I did, and all he could tell me was how to tell people that you definitely flew a helicopter, that you absolutely in real life were not flying. Yeah, I'll go to my deathbed on that one, folks. No chance he was flying that copter. Yeah, like Paramount's like, yeah, take our $5 billion star and just let him have at that helicopter in the mountains by himself.
Eliza, do you think that Mark Wahlberg could fly a helicopter?
Well, I think Tom Cruise actually did fly it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that was like the thing.
Uh-oh.
Didn't he like break an ankle and they had to shut down production for 6 months or something?
He broke a rib.
It's like cinema verite. Yeah, I think he did it.
And do I believe that he was in a helicopter and the pilot was like, here, you take the controls from it. He's like, oh, this is great. Well, they were just like flying over a smooth area.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But he claims he was behind the controls.
Everything he says is fact, though.
During the mountain scene of Fallout.
I mean,
if you've seen that big gold medallion that he owns for being a Scientologist, you can't say anything that's untruthful while
one Sea Org gives you some accreditation. Do I think Mark Wahlberg could fly a helicopter? Is that the question?
Okay, I got a better question.
I don't know.
Does anybody think Bill Burr could fly a helicopter?
Yes,
because
yes.
He can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would trust him to fly a helicopter.
Even after everything.
Especially after everything.
They didn't have helicopters in Mandalorian, so he couldn't show off and do it in that. All right, you guys, we got to figure out what you guys brought for the prize bag. Let's start with you, Sam.
Okay, I brought a whole lot of crap.
You always bring so much stuff.
Aren't you excited?
So much stuff in here. So it is going to be someone else's problem later today. We're going to start off with this Funko Pop Daredevil. Yep. We got any TARDIS fans in the room? So I got a whole bunch of TARDISes. You got to be real careful how I pronounce that.
Yeah.
Wicked TARDISes.
Huh? Wicked
Boston?
Boston.
There's like 10 TARDISes in here.
Okay.
And then I hope somebody, whoever wins this, likes IPA, because there's 3 cans of IPA. Oh, and I'm not giving this to you if you're not over 21. I have to point that out for legal reasons.
Well, first of all, that's probably not going to be a problem. But also, what do the tiny TARDISes do?
Oh, they're string lights.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, you hang these up and they glow, I assume.
All right.
Glowing TARDIS.
Now I'm into it.
Glowing TARDIS, yeah. So 3 IPAs that I don't need in my house anymore. And then this is probably the greatest thing I've ever brought to you.
Okay.
Oh, it gets better, guys. Yeah, this is a Peanuts lunchbox.
Yeah.
And when you open it up, the greatest gift of all time.
It better
is
not be snakes.
Better not be.
It's not snakes,
kid.
You guys. Oh, you guys are so lucky. It's the Star Wars prequels on DVD. Yeah, that's right, guys.
That's 1, 2, and 3, right?
He's
that's
like
one,
the fun grandparent that brings like candy and stuff, and we're like, yeah. I got you toothbrushes and books. Yeah. I can't follow that.
Yeah,
and,
what the fuck's
that? Awesome.
Really we sorry, really guys. Shouldn't have started cool. with Sam. I don't know.
I'm really sorry.
I don't know what
no
I was thinking.
Gonna want me to pick them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have to give a shout out. All of these prizes were actually given to me by my fiance. That's right. I'm also announcing I'm an engaged person.
Oh, yeah, it just happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was such a flex.
Oh, that was definitely a flex. There's nothing humble about that brag.
You. Oh, by the way, I'm taken, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I tricked someone into agreeing to marry me.
Is she a Nerdmelt estate supervisor? Such a deep LA cut.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
You're not from LA, you won't get that sick riff.
They call tar dye because they're multiple?
We said that.
Sure.
Okay, I didn't. I'm high.
All right. Let's never listen to that soundbite out of context.
They.
Should I go?
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah. Okay, I can't match that, but I can say that Sam did bring it in a paper bag, and you get this actual...
It's a beautiful tote.
It's a beautiful tote by a piano festival. All right, here we go.
Sustainable.
A book. A CD.
On my walk.
Stop being so specific.
This is Marriage Story, the script.
Van Morrison.
From Netflix.
Someone's in the union.
In a little book.
This is a surprise from the Producers Guild of America.
Whoa.
I bet you it's a pen.
It is. Oh, you're right. This is a CD for those who still know this. This is one more book. This is one more book about Los Angeles.
Ooh.
Called Dear Los Angeles. And the final thing, this is the one.
I want you
a surprise from the Mercedes Corporation.
Oh, it's another pen?
It is not a pen.
What is it?
Part of a Mercedes.
Keychain? It's not a pen. This
is a
empty box.
PGA thing is a pen and a keychain.
Oh, okay.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that as a surprise, the Mercedes thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. The Mercedes
the
thing is a surprise.
And the bag.
Yeah, it's very good of you to bring a bag.
Pack it up.
Yeah, I
didn't
have to bring bags.
We got to... we'll consolidate your stuff in there with the bag, yeah. Brian.
Thank you. I was going to ask...
You're welcome.
Thank you, Eliza.
I set a timer on my phone to remind me to bring a gift. So here are the options.
The dog.
I brought this dog.
You can't have her.
She's actually not my dog. No, it's my dog. You can't have my dog.
The bandana.
Yeah, you get the reversible bandana. You have two options. One, I have a gift certificate for like a facial place that I think is on the east side. It's $60. A facial place for facials. Yeah. Don't be gross. It's $60, and you could go and get whatever. And I don't have it with me. So if you want it, I will give you my assistant's email, and she will meet up with you to give it to you tomorrow.
That's a prize in and of itself.
Her name is Baby Arm, and she's great, and she loves movies, too. She almost came tonight.
Baby Arm?
Her arms look like baby arms. Or
that
you have to watch my listen to my podcast, and you'll get it.
Is
or,
this your QVC?
It's a small baby arm. Look at the facets. Or you can have me Venmo you $5 and you get today. I'll gladly pay you with two hamburgers tomorrow. Or so it's either the gift certificate tomorrow, she'll meet up with you like within this, not in like Alhambra, like it has to be like in Hollywood. Or I will Venmo you $5 tonight and you can take a picture with Tian Fu. So it's either.
Wow. It's the most complicated drug deal.
Yeah. A lot of caveats.
Baby Arm's going to meet you in an alley behind birds.
If the dog smiles, the deal is good.
Yeah. So that's your choice, but you're getting something good. I win a lot of these.
All right. So I guess you'll hang out for a second and confer with the winner to figure out what they're going to do.
Just DM me. And I 100% I'll give you her info and it'll happen. So.
Okay. Is that a Twitter DM or an Instagram DM?
Oh my God, Instagram.
Hit her up on MySpace. Yeah. She's really
check out
there
my
all the time.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Brian?
You guys can sign up on my OnlyFans. I'm kidding. I brought a couple things here. Vintage 3-inch hanging die with the rebel flag.
This is vintage from like 4 years ago. Yeah.
I mean, you're going to make friends driving around town with those those babies dangling.
It's about heritage, not hate, everybody.
Does it come with a sign that says, "It's okay, the guy who gave it to me was black"?
You really do get a free pass with this. That just anybody that asks about it.
My black friend.
Black guy gave
That's
it
your
to
third
me.
Option for your gift now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get a get out of race problems free card.
Oh, black guy gave me this, please, officer.
So cool.
Let's go get him. And then I brought Sounds Eclectico, a CD from KCRW. These are live recordings in the KCRW studios from such bands as Brazilian Girls and Kinky.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you live in 1997, this is hot.
I mean, this is like a romance package, these two items.
Valentine's Day gifts, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those dice are really soft.
They'll get you.
Those are some really nice Confederate dice.
Yeah. The South is rising again right now.
Can't believe I have to part with them. All of that. Look at all this stuff. It's a three-bagger tonight, plus maybe a picture with a dog. or a Venmo.
Should you choose
a Venmo transaction? There's so many options.
And a spa gift card.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone. No one knows who the winner is going to be, but everybody's just sitting in their seats, dreaming of being that person.
I'm betting the people without
choice they're going to make
without name tags. No, it's not going to be them.
I told you, you probably didn't hear this, but there's a new facet to this. Yeah. They can hold up their ID if they want to.
What kind of ID?
So like lazy ID? Pieces of shit who don't make name tags.
I did not hear that
just
facet.
Just whip their ID out. And then, but here's the best part.
Yeah.
You're handing your ID to a comedian.
Yeah.
Right?
So who knows what they're going to say, what details are going to be divulged.
Any ID
organ donor
I get, I'm going to take a picture of it, and then I'm just going to randomly send things to that address. I will never mark them. And they will be things you'll be embarrassed to open in front of other people.
Ooh, like
P.S.
what?
It is not illegal to send pictures of animals fucking in the mail. Just pointing that out.
But the person who wins tonight is going to know that you said all of that.
Prove it. Speculation.
What was the last movie you saw, Sam?
I saw a movie called The Good Liar, starring Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren. And yeah, it was a small thing. I missed it in theaters. I think we all did. But I watched it on VOD. And the movie itself is meh. But they are both exceptional. And it's based on a book, which I haven't read, but I have to assume is better than the movie. There you go.
Thank you, Sam. That
My pleasure,
that
Doug.
That was beautiful.
Well, you know, I'm here to make movies that I've seen that were just okay sound about the same.
Wayne, what about you? In any format, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, I went to the movie theater, because I still do that.
I love when you do that.
And did a double feature.
What?
Yep, did a double
feature. You snuck from one theater to another?
A double feature, we call it. Yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't pay for that second movie.
Did not pay for it. And you're going to guess which one I didn't pay for.
Did you strategically pay for the movie that you want the money to show up on their box office results?
It was more about the time than that, but
okay.
The first movie, mm-hmm. of course, an adventure film called Sonic.
Wait, with the original teeth?
No, they fixed it. They fixed it.
They did.
Like
I was not familiar with the Atari game, but I saw it was like Atari Productions. I was like, okay, I'm not going to know what this is about at all.
Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
It wasn't Atari?
Dad, it's Sega.
Wait, Atari?
I didn't know what it was.
No, you went and saw the Qbert movie.
Okay, all right. Again.
That's definitely Atari.
Again, all right.
I love Ben Schwartz
Sega,
the voice of Pong.
Yep.
Right. So it's Sega Genesis game, right? It's a Sega game. So yeah, so I saw that one. And on the back end,
Wait, all that talk about it without any, did you like it?
Loved it. I thought Schwartzy was incredible as the voice of Sonic.
And Jim Carrey.
It was
perfect comedic.
It's very hard to make a film for kids that are, you know, it's funny.
An adult
it's
can
funny.
Sit
yeah,
through.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
That's fantastic.
But again, I thought it was a Atari movie, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. And then on the back end, a little comedy called The Invisible Man.
Oh, so you have your own take on what was going on screen, because I don't believe it was advertised as a comedy.
No, it wasn't. It was a horrible thing happens to this girl. She gets stalked by an invisible guy.
Is it the sequel to The Tourist? Because that was hilarious.
Admittedly,
I went real deep on that one.
Do you think some guys will watch this movie and just get out of the stalking game because they're like, well, like, if there's invisible ones, I can't compete with that.
Well, I...
This guy's the Jordan of Tom Brady. Of stalking women, that's right. I can't. That's the ball I can't.
I mean,
do.
Why would I even try? This guy is right. Invisible. There's nothing he can't do.
It's like performance enhancing. I guess that shouldn't be illegal, actually. It should be an asterisk next to that guy's name.
Stalking should be legal. But being that part should be illegal.
It'd be funny if she, early on in the movie, hits him with a frying pan and knocks him out and then just occasionally trips over his body in the kitchen for the rest of the movie.
Damn it.
I gotta remember to get rid of that.
There's some loose floorboard there or something.
But so it was entertaining.
I would call it disquieting, is the way I would describe it.
Wow! Because that one with Kevin Bacon, Hollow Man, that was pretty upsetting.
Yes, yeah.
Like when you just truly follow that line of like, what would a guy do if he could be invisible and was a complete creep? It's like, oh well, I don't know if I want to know about
just
that.
Check the internet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Go to Reddit and get your answer.
Those guys are invisible, too.
It was good, but the guy who wrote and directed that movie had done... what was that other movie he did? It was called Upgrade. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Did not see Upgrade.
It's the same guy.
I heard good things, though.
Yeah, so I was already a fan of this dude. I can't remember his name, but I remember that he did that movie and I enjoyed it.
But it's hard to recommend this.
No, I would recommend it if you want to see... Like,
if you want to see something that's disquieting.
It is. If you are into disquieting, this is your film, because it is...
I mean,
it's unsettling.
I'm always trying to disquiet everyone around me.
When does Disquieting Place 2 open? Is that this weekend?
Yeah, it's unsettling.
That was fair.
It's unsettling.
I liked it. I like that.
Thanks. But those are the last two films I saw.
Great job, Wayne.
Thanks.
Eliza, what was the last movie you saw? You don't have to go back two whole movies like Wayne does.
No, I won't. I at the premiere of Spencer Confidential. Hey. That, I mean, that's the last.
Where did they do that at?
They did it in Westwood.
Cool.
At the theater, and I sat through it again.
The Village.
That meaning like with people. Yeah.
Village
right?
Theater in Westwood. It? That's their big premiere spot.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Got to watch it with 400 fans. It was pretty cool, and I thought Mark was there, but he left. I think what I learned that night is like mega celebrities leave and they don't. And so, but I stayed. I was like, I'm going to listen to all these laughs.
Yeah, some just do the red carpet and then don't even take a seat.
Some of us, yeah.
It's crazy.
So, but he kept the seat and then he left. But I was there and I got free snacks after. So that's why you go for the sliders.
It's a win.
I guess when you're in like 100 movies, you know, getting to see it on the big screen isn't as important anymore.
I asked him. I was like, "Are you just over it?" And he's like, "No, I've got kids. I had to be up." Like he gets up at 2 a.m. to do the workouts. Like he had to be up. So I ate the sliders on his behalf. So that's that. That's my answer, Spencer Confidential, and I hope you all see it too.
Maybe he didn't like the snacks.
Does he really get up at 2 a.m.?
4 a.m. 4 a.m.
It's still awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no joke. He does it.
Why?
Get jacked.
Because it's the middle of the night.
I like that guy over there. Abs. He's fucking got 4 a.m. abs.
He's up.
Brian, what was the last movie you saw?
I like 4 a.m. abs. I'm trying to think about what noon abs look like.
Just look at any male comic.
All of us, basically. Eliza, that's me.
It's okay, they're my colleagues.
I watched a movie today, actually, called Get Yourself a College Girl. Go Get Yourself a College Girl. And it was, it seems like it didn't really hold up. It was a lot of guys grabbing women in the snow. And then women are falling in love with them afterwards. It's like, I hated you. Yeah.
Is it a classic?
It's a classic. 1964, yeah.
Okay.
That explains the grabbing.
Yeah, there's a lot of male grabbing, yeah. And then the mayor, who was clearly he was clearly gay, but like they kept saying, you know, he just hated all the women, you know what I mean? Mm. But in 64 you couldn't, you know, be gay.
Do you know this movie, Doug?
I'm not familiar
with this. 64?
64, Go Get Yourself a College Girl.
Is there any actor that
There's no big names. There's what? Like but it's there's no like there's names.
Buddy
Sorry.
Ebsen's not in it. I couldn't. Yeah.
No, it's something like it was Lauren Bacall in there. It was like, no, there was nobody. I mean, there was a Sharon Tate lookalike, but it wasn't her.
Ooh. Couldn't get her.
Yeah.
But then what happened? Go Get Yourself a College Girl and.
That was it. No, so yeah, so at
just
the
get
end.
Her?
What do you do with them when you get them?
Yeah. And suffocate them. Like what?
Fucking Nancy Sinatra is in this movie.
Yes. That's it. That was the name. That was the one name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to know something weird?
You know the movie?
No, I just said that I didn't.
Oh, okay. I thought.
You want to know something weird? I lie about the strangest things.
No, I thought maybe Sinatra had. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say Nancy Sinatra follows me on Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Let her know we gave
That's
her.
Cool.
She doesn't respond when I write to her, though. So I don't know. It seems like an accidental follow.
Maybe she'll hear this. You got a nice shout out here.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Maybe she'll hear, I hope.
I want to know who's the most famous person that listens to this podcast that's never reached out to me.
Now's your chance, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, this now is the time. How sad is it going to be if somebody thinks they're famous and they're...
Oh, no! I just text you after.
It's me. I was in American Pie 3.
It's called American Wedding.
I don't... I will have you removed! Does anybody do impressions? Do you guys do any impressions? If you don't, we can move on.
Yeah, I've already done my Daniel Plainview at least twice on this program.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, that's why in between visits you should work on a new impression.
I forgot that that's a thing you ask now.
I do a random impression. It's not a movie impression, it's a
I
TV
love,
impression.
The more random, the better.
Does anybody watch Succession?
Yeah.
That's not enough. Just the one guy.
Oh, no. I mean...
No, I'm not going to eat shit.
Just do it right into right at that one guy.
No.
If he doesn't like it, then you're wrong.
You do a great impression, actually.
Who?
A cat in the studio.
I'm not.
it's Mariah Carey. She was a cat in the studio.
I want to do this for these people.
It's such a good impression, though.
We go way back. No, now they're gonna have to cheer. Regardless.
Is it too much hype? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a really good impression.
What if you just do it like at some point when we're not talking about it?
Okay.
Just slip it in.
When everybody can just turn around, I'll do it. I won't be able to see anyway. It's fine. All right.
Don't look at me.
I'll drop that comedy bomb like, later.
It's an ugly.
I do an impression of Windex. Does that count?
I love it.
Nope.
Go.
Okay, here we go. There's two parts.
Eliza's going to sit this one out.
There's two parts to it.
It's just here for the fellas.
Here we go. Here we go.
Holy shit. Did you guys? Doug.
That sounded to me like a lady was breastfeeding in the street and a small taxi came along.
You...
Specific.
A clown car.
Doug, how much do you pay Michael Winslow to run in here, grab a mic?
That is an amazing impression. I love impressions. Everyone loves impressions.
We all braved Corona to be here tonight, and this is what we're getting.
Yeah, you can't do impressions with a mask on, you guys. Well, they have to be as good as Wayne's to do it with a mask. Brian, do you have any?
No.
Okay.
I know this is the house of yes and, but
it's called it's called moving the show along.
Playing it.
I love it because we do have some games to play. So let's just go ahead and jump to the part where I say, "Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin." We got lots of name tags
for you to
choose from and IDs. Don't forget to whip out your IDs, everybody. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, don't forget about my annual 420 celebration shows on April 19th. I'm doing stand-up at the Punchline in San Francisco. Show starts at 10:30, ends at midnight, and we go outside and smoke, because it's 420. And then I'm flying to Denver for a stand-up show at Comedy Works in downtown Denver on 420. Pretty sweet place to be on that day. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and Wayne is already regretting his choice.
I made a mistake.
Who are you playing on behalf of Wayne?
All right, her name is Chelsea Victoria.
No, read the address.
Oh, that's her name. Canadia. What is her name? That Manduzic.
She's never seen a movie.
I always am terrible at picking. Means. I think her name is Cam Meduzic. Can Meduzic. Is that right?
No, Chelsea.
No, she's from Canada.
Where's she from?
Canada.
Wayne.
Her name is Cam.
I'm kidding. I see it right there.
Oh,
Chelsea
you sold
Victoria.
It. All right.
I said it the first time.
I got scared for you.
No, I said it the first time.
Wayne Fetterman as TSA man number two.
I love it.
And Sam plays number one. He comes in and sets him straight.
Yes, that's right.
And Eliza's their supervisor. Who are you playing on behalf of, Sam?
You know me, Ever the Narcissist. This is a wet, hot American summer.
Nice.
But it's... Nope, this person did not actually change the any aspect of the... What is it?
American.
Oh, Ian. That's really hard to spot. Yeah, Americans. Wet, hot American summer.
You really snuck in that.
You really did. So there you go. It's Ian, and it's
good
the
job.
Wet Hot American
job,
Summer poster, and my voice is in this movie.
Yeah, well, good luck to everybody.
Mine is, it just says, you will know her name, and at the bottom it just says, it's Carrie. Or it could be like, it's Carrie, but I think it's a lot cuter, you will know her name.
That's
Carrie. Hi, guys.
Weird Sex in the City ad.
What does that say?
Yeah, why is Carrie covered in blood?
Yeah. It's a very special episode.
It's ruining that
Terry Bradshaw.
They made that third movie, and it really took a turn.
The Manolo Blahniks just didn't fit. Yeah. So I'm gonna put it down though, because it's so cumbersome.
She goes to hell, and she gets a bus splashes blood onto her.
I love that show.
Brian,
I'm playing on behalf of the Beagle of Wall Street. It's a play on Martin Scorsese's The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, a beagle.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's covered in some black tape that touched my face, so I probably have corona now. And also at the bottom here, these are full Tito's airplane-sized shots.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody ever tried to make a Molotov cocktail out of one of those tiny airplane bottles. Like, you just have something small that you want to
just
throw
a tiny
it at,
explosion.
Just throw it at a doghouse or something.
When you're not that mad.
Yeah.
When you're not that much of an extremist.
The tiny Molotov cocktail. That's brilliant.
You're going to regret crossing me. Beep, doop.
Stop it, Wayne. We heard it.
It's my best impression. My best impression.
Yeah. This is what happened to Carrie, actually. Threw these tiny Molotov cocktails in her house.
All right, so that's who everybody's playing for. We got some games here that I've devised back at the HQ.
the home office in Sioux City, Iowa?
I don't say I'm the home office move because somebody just kept sending me stuff and I didn't know who it was from. But I have my suspicions.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Fetterman?
Let's play... I'm going to Austin soon, so let's play Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. IMDb. I'll start reading the titles in someone's best known for on IMDb.
Oh, okay.
At the top of everybody's page, they list four things.
Do we just call it out, or
the
do you
algorithm
call
it? Is strange. You buzz in with your own name.
Oh, sorry.
So just say your name when you think you know the answer. Okay. Negative point for a wrong answer.
Got
so
it.
Don't jump in too fast. And bonus points are
unless
impossible.
You don't care whether you win.
Well, that's, you know, that lady didn't come all the way from Canada.
I know.
To hear you say that.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Well, I'm actually nervous about him winning the dice now just because of his look. I know you can't see this at home, everybody, but it's a very large white male with a sleeve tattoo and a backwards hat.
He's got an Ewok.
But officer, an Ewok, I have an Ewok t-shirt. Shirt.
Most Proud Boys say that. I get that. It's for your benefit. I'm just trying to help you out.
Everyone's so uncomfortable.
I want to do a show called Ewoking the Room where we just we talk too much about Ewoks and the whole audience leaves.
That's funny.
Okay, here's the first title. And of course, this is just between the people on stage. Who's best known for begins with a motion picture called Her?
Oh, Eliza.
Okay, you're coming in hot. What do you think?
Oh, it's a toss-up.
Might be, yeah, there's a lot of actors in that movie.
Joaquin Phoenix.
That is the correct answer.
Wow. I knew it. I thought it was, we all knew he's in the movie.
Yeah. She was just pointing.
She
rolled the Confederate dice
she's
on that.
She's pointing like she just did that for a dying child.
I did. Carrie,
I knew that
she's very thin. I don't know.
Very good, very good.
All right, so Eliza got 1 point for that, but also now Eliza and Eliza alone can name, guess, three more Joaquin Phoenix movies that you think are in
his top four.
His four.
Yeah. Gladiator. Do I go one by one?
Just give me them all, and then I'll tell you how you did.
Fuck. Okay, but top meaning like ranked or like it would be in it's sequential a, order?
It's an algorithm nobody understands.
Okay.
Plus actors can go in if they have IMDb Pro and change their top four to whatever they want. Oh, check out Nick Cage's.
Okay, fine. So I guess four. So Gladiator, Joker. We already said Her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he played Johnny Cash. Okay. Is it called, but it wasn't Walk
you
the Line.
You need to know what it's called.
Walk the Line.
Probably.
It's not, is it? And
no, that's three.
That's three.
Oh, that was four. Okay.
Yeah, you did it.
Did I do it?
I mean, you got two right.
That's
Walk
correct.
The Line and Gladiator.
Nice.
And instead of Joker, they went with The Master.
Oh, that was, well, that's appropriate. We're so close to the Scientology building. All right.
I don't think that's
think
how it works, but.
Is that proximity to landmarks that ranks your IMDb page no matter where you are?
But you've got 3 points. This is a hot lead here.
This means a lot to me. This means more to me than it should.
Round two starts with a motion picture called.
Do we have to hit? Because we're hitting.
You don't have to, but I
like
it.
I like the buzzing.
Just got to say your own name. That's
okay,
all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stop buzzing.
The first film, Sam,
mm-hmm.
is Jurassic Park. Uh-oh. Liza's buzzing in with her hand.
Lorna Dern?
That is correct.
No, Jesus.
Other dude is with the neckerchief.
Ryan Sam Neill, really, he listens to this show and he's not happy.
Yeah, he wasn't in.
Well, he's anyway. Crying his little eyes out right now after
he wasn't
dramatically
in the next movie
pulling
I'm
off
name.
His sunglasses.
Yeah.
You buzzed in again.
Okay, so you get to name three more for bonus points. You're running away with this thing.
I can't. I can say Marriage Story.
You could say that. What else could you say?
Prior to that, off the top of my head. But I guess I can't say TV, any TV. Oh, it's IMDb. So I could. So I could
it
say.
It could be TV.
Fuck, what's it called? Not Sharp Objects. It's not Sharper Image. It's not All the Small Things. Is it called Smart Objects? Smart. What the hell is that show called?
You got it. First, you got to think about what size of a show it is.
Big Little Lies.
And if you...
Big Little Lies.
Yes. And one
and that's,
more,
that's all
more
I got.
Guess that's all you got. Okay, so
get yourself a college girl too.
Just It's called Get Yourself a College Girl as well.
Yeah.
But
college grammar.
Yes. Right.
I guess I could have said Jurassic Park too.
You could have, but just why bother?
I wish you would have.
They did go with Marriage Story, so that's one more bonus point for you. But the other ones they chose for Laura were the movie Wild and the movie Blue Velvet.
Oh, Blue Velvet. That was such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right, Eliza. I don't know why these other guys are here.
Sam.
Oh, we got a pre-guest to the next one.
I love
one.
It.
This is very exciting. Who do you think it is, Sam?
We'll roll these Confederate dice.
What do you think?
Brad Pitt.
That is correct.
What?
No.
What is this game?
Wait, what happened?
What is going on here?
I didn't know the game
That's
was in
That's ridiculous.
There's many games going on here.
You just got to stand in a
Sit
bench.
Down, you bench. Racist you. Asshole.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. You just got to stand in ovation on two names.
He's not racist. He's my roommate.
Yes, anding your accusation.
Okay, I know. I'm not
good at man.
Oh, Lord.
Is it really Brad Pitt?
It is.
Well, good luck not naming just... any Brad Pitt movie.
This isn't like a prank show where Sam
does he have
and
to
I
guess the one? Does he have to guess the one you were going to say first?
Oh, I think that's only fair.
No, he can get up to 4 points.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's never happened before, but
this is unprecedented.
All right. It's pretty exciting, and I feel like it's going to happen Sorry, again tonight.
Oh, to be alive!
All right, Sam, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That is a Brad Pitt movie.
I'm going to go with...
Where do you put the ellipses in that?
Once Upon a Time, in Hollywood.
No. No. It goes at the end.
No.
100%.
It's, depending on where you look, both.
Both?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
everybody
like
wins.
The poster and the opening title of the movie like have different
weird.
Ideas. Yeah.
Right.
It's not once.
I don't care for that.
Dot, dot, dot.
Never. Never.
They didn't spread out the ellipses, so it's just one dot for three words. Yeah.
Wow. I have a question. Was it at the... Is it the opening credits? I thought it was at the end they did the name of the movie.
Oh, he doesn't say it at all at the beginning? No title card at the end?
I think there is no title card.
So there's no opening credits.
So yeah,
do I get any points for that? Just correct
me. No, I mean, I'll point you towards the door.
I'm already down 5-0 here.
That was so political.
What are your guesses,
The
Sam?
Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Okay.
Ocean's 11 and Inglourious Basterds.
That was 4?
Yeah.
Oh, the first one was Once Upon a Time in a Million.
Wait, for an extra point, can I guess the one that I think he didn't get right?
You can't get an extra point, but sure is fun to hear what you have to say.
Interview with Vampire.
That's not in here.
I would have thought Fight Club or 7 would be on there.
There's a lot of big ones in the Brad Pitt.
I had to pick 4.
Canyon. Curious Case of Benji B, that's in there.
Sweet.
Yeah, but then you missed. You're swinging and missing on the rest of them. They went with 12 Monkeys, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and Moneyball.
Oh, yeah. We'll never.
Yeah, that's
never right. Meet Joe Black.
I think that Moneyball and Mr. and Mrs. Smith are two of my favorite Pitt movies. But anyway, so you got one more point there.
I got 2 points.
2 total.
Yep.
Yeah. Eliza's got 5.
Sam.
Sam's buzzing in
oh,
on
I
round
love it.
4 already.
This can't happen. This cannot happen.
I think it is happening.
Go ahead, Sam.
I think it's happening. What is it, Sam?
It's Renee Zellweger.
That is incorrect.
You son of a bitch.
I thought it was.
How dare you, Doug?
Dude, is this quiz show? What is this? What did you invite me to, Doug?
Jesus.
It was Ray Zellweger.
No!
It's Renee Zellweger. All right,
is
so
it really?
It really is. It really is. I wanted it so badly to not be, I
got
to keep this honest because you mentioned quiz show. Ever since that happened, quiz shows have to be honest.
What is happening?
Oh, so you guys did play this.
I love that the 3 other people in the podcast with me are the last ones to figure this out. They won the top 4 acting awards at this last year's Oscars.
Oh, there's a thing to it.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what it's there for—to get that moment where somebody yells, "Oh, there's a theme."
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think theme. I said thing, and they were kind of like, "Oh, we feel so bad for her."
game's got a theme to it.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Judy, Bridget Jones' Diary. Oh, Cold Mountain. And, oh, what the hell? Nurse Betty.
Show off.
What's the one where
did you say?
Judy?
No.
Cold Mountain?
Yes.
Bridget Jones' Diary?
Yes.
And Nurse Betty.
Can't be. Can't be.
You lost everybody at Nurse Betty. It's Jerry Maguire.
Oh!
And Chicago! Oh. Where
she was Pete so
Holmes started.
Judy. Wait,
so close to bringing it to a tie, but you did not, Sam. Eliza won that game.
She sure did.
Even though you're psychic.
So close.
I thought it was psychic, but so he's good close. At puzzles. He's good
I had a tiebreaker all set to go.
They tied. Oh, man.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, because he got the point.
Wait.
Stop it! Your background! There's always someone in the audience that loves math that ruins it for the rest of us who aren't paying attention.
Yeah, no, he got the point. That's right. See, that's what threw me off is the unprecedented
you guys
buzzing
are narcs.
Buzzing in before.
Wait,
so okay, so
can we break this tie?
I'm doing the math again. Yeah, it's a tie. So so Brian and Wayne, just sit this one out for a second.
Because we've been dominating before. We've been just. This could be. They're really gonna miss us in this game.
Sam.
Bong Joon-hook. the guy, the Korean guy.
What's his name?
Bong Joon-hook. Is that right?
It's not Hawk.
Hulk.
No, it's just H O.
Bong Joon-ho.
Mm-hmm.
My dog's name is Tianfu. I'm doing the best I can.
You won the tiebreaker. The answer is Bong Joon-ho.
But she rang in with my name. That's like scoring in your own goal.
I rang in with your name.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I was trying to help you. You don't need my help.
Now that I know the code.
Yeah, it was Okja, Snowpiercer, Memories of Murder, and The Host for Bong Joon-ho.
The Host.
Host.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Is it the prequel to The Parasite? To Parasite?
Nope.
Weirdly, no.
Nope. Nothing.
It's only
a monster movie.
That are like themed after hosts? Because there's Parasite, there's The Host.
That's what I'm saying.
Snowpiercer. What's the other one?
What?
Okja. Yeah.
All right, well, I won, so.
Okja's a big crazy pig.
I mean, it's available on most Delta flights.
He behaves pretty nicely. Is it?
Yeah. I watched Judy instead, but.
Is it like Donnie Darko? Like it's about like Bay Pig in the City or something like that?
No, it's like about like an imaginary animal that's going to be eaten. Or like killed.
Like Charlotte's Web. It's funny that you mentioned
but weirder.
Donnie Darko because Jake Gyllenhaal is in Okja. Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
So he only does movies about imaginary friends?
No, because he was also in The Good Girl. Oh, you know what? He fancied himself a different person in that. So you're not so off.
Wayne, chime in here anytime.
No,
well, the history of Chicago, alt comedy.
I know alt comedy in
case
the
you want
90s.
To know. In the
90s. I guess I'm touching my face. I don't know why I keep doing that.
No, we don't realize how much we do it. Okay, so I won.
Yeah, you did. You get to go first in our next game. That's all you won. So don't get too cocky. Game's called ABCD's Nuts. For no real good reason. It's a spelling game. And have you ever played this, Wayne?
I have not.
It's where I'll give you a letter. I'll go through and do it individually because we're going to spell something. And when you kind of know what letter's coming up. And then when I come to you, you can name any movie that begins with that letter.
Okay.
And if you match the one I wrote down ahead of time, which I feel is going to happen tonight.
Okay.
Because this panel is on fire. If you match what I wrote down.
Half of this panel.
You win automatically. And also get us to our final game, which we don't have a ton of time for. So I'm really rooting for you guys.
Let's do it.
It's been a year since we lost our friend Brody Stevens. So in his memory, let's spell Brody Stevens and... There is a theme.
There is a theme?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The first letter, of course, in Brody Stevens is B. So, Eliza, just name any movie that begins with letter B.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Does the article, does that count?
It counts if the letter's T.
So, it does. Okay. Okay, so then I can't say that one. Okay. Babadook.
I think it's the Babadook.
Oh, I mean,
it's
the Babadook.
But I'll let you have that one. And then we're coming to you, Wayne. I wrote down.
I could have said any other movie.
I wrote down "Bang the Drum Slowly." Yeah, Wayne.
I think it's the Bang the Drum.
Wayne, the letter is.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a bang.
It's a De Niro.
A bang the drum.
That's a De Niro movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with
a catcher dying of something.
Yeah, Reds
for R.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you write that down?
Yeah. Did you think of the theme yet? Because I don't believe they do this in Reds. I went with Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay. I think I know the theme.
Now you're figuring it out. Yeah. Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah, I got the theme now. Yeah. Okay. It's not communism in 1917. I know that.
Boy. Wow.
Just say any.
I can't wait till you tell me one.
Just say any. I know it's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah, you're never going to.
No, I'm never going to match with that one. All right. On Golden Pond. I would love it if you wrote that.
No, the answer is Off the Black.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I don't know.
Starring Nick Nolte as a high school vampire umpire. D is the next letter to Brian. The letter D.
Shoot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I know this thing, but now this I'm like, what's up?
Oh, wait. I don't know the theme.
You're going to get it soon.
Yeah, but it has to be the first letter. Can't like,
yeah, first letter, yeah.
Can't be.
So just say any movie that begins with D.
Damn it. All right. Daredevil.
Good job. I went with Damn Yankees.
Damn it! Yankees.
Yeah. Y is back to you, Eliza, the letter Y.
I completely missed the theme. Can I?
Damn.
So far we have Bang the Drum Slowly about a catcher's dying or something. Rookie of the Year. Off the Black is about an umpire. And Damn Yankees.
Okay.
And it's all a tribute to Brody Stevens.
Oh, okay. I get the theme. part of me feels if I make up a movie title, there will be a movie named that, but it won't be thematic.
Right.
So I should just do that.
Just say anything that begins with Y because you want to stay in the game.
I know. Okay, fine. But I can't think of one. So there's got to be a movie
called... You can't think of a movie that begins with Y?
Is there a movie called You? There's a show.
No, but there's definitely...
Wait!
Could just add a few more words.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, you can.
You can't take it with you?
You can't take it with you.
Okay. I went with a movie called Yankee Immortals.
Never heard of it. Question. Is there a movie called Yours Truly? There should be.
Maybe, yeah. Sounds like it. S to Wayne.
Am I still in?
I think I got this. I think the theme is baseball and...
What is it called?
Seven.
One of the greatest baseball movies of all time.
What?
Seven, with the guy with the head in the box.
Yeah. No, because in Field of Dreams, it's in a field where he reveals her head.
And that's the dream.
That's the dream.
Is your wife's
really
severed head in the box.
I really thought you were going to do this, Wayne. It's Summer Catch.
Oh, I did see that movie. Yeah. I did see that movie.
T, Sam.
The Natural.
Perfect answer, but no.
It's Trainspotting, isn't it?
No. I went with The Love of the Game.
Oh, that's so mean.
Yeah.
It's Doug, I have a quibble.
Why?
It's For Love of the Game.
For Love of
Quibble's
the Game?
Making a lot of good but original
still,
shows.
But it still, as it turns out, is the thing I wrote down that you didn't say.
Because
that doesn't change anything.
But that starts with an F.
It makes it way less fair for you.
Oh, I see.
But...
Okay, then. No, that's fine. As long as we're in agreement on that, I have no quibble.
next letter, Brian, is
equivalent
E.
Equivalent is sustained.
E? E, Brian, yeah, E.
All right.
All right, so E?
Uh-huh.
E.
Theme is baseball. The theme is baseball.
So E, okay. Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Of the Spotless Mind?
Mm-hmm. That's the title. I think it's for Eternal Sunshine.
Damn it.
Yeah. I went with Eight Men Out. Eight Men Out.
Oh, sorry.
Eight Men Out.
Eight Men Out.
You can spell the number.
Eight Men Out. Yeah. You sure can.
Yeah.
You can read them. I'm just texting my dad that I love him. I'm not cheating.
Do you want to check in with your dad, see if he's got a V title?
My dad just wrote, oh, he'll definitely have one. We can call him right now and he'll know it. He loves baseball.
He won't, because I couldn't find a baseball movie because... begins with the letter V.
I was going to say...
So you got a real shot here.
I was going to say Varsity Blues.
That's
because,
yeah, great. I should have done that. I should have written that down because it would have kept it in the sports area.
It's its own sport. It's
but
it's
I wrote down V for Vendetta.
That's very Doug.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think I have the other E.
E, here we go. Wayne with the other E.
God. No, I don't have
it. I got it.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
No!
No!
It's Ed!
No.
It's not Ed!
It's not Ed.
Fucking Matt LeBlanc plays baseball with a monkey!
Oh. Endless Summer?
It's true. No, it's a movie called Everybody Wants Some.
Oh.
Linklater movie about baseball.
I feel like we've strayed from the theme, Doug.
That movie is about people who play baseball, the entire movie.
I've never seen Doug more serious than just now.
That was the sequel to Dazed and Confused.
He's got so serious.
He's going to quibble about everything I fucking say for the rest of the show.
No. I love the baseball scene in V for Vendetta.
N. The letter is N.
Ooh, I know this one. No, I'm kidding. It's a blaxploitation film with the N-word.
Never say never again. It's not even a movie.
Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad.
Oh, yeah.
OJ was the umpire. Remember there that?
No, OJ practically fell to his death.
Enrico Palazzo is the umpire.
Right. You're right. You know movies.
A few.
You want to get out of here?
You have a chance to win this thing. Brian, you can win this thing if you come up with one of three movies that begin with the letter S.
Also, it's The Naked
that
Gun.
No, that one's actually just Naked.
Really?
Yeah, right. I know, right?
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, the sequels were The Naked Gun, blah, 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 whatever those other words were.
2.5.
Yeah.
And 33 1/3, The Smell of Fear.
See, he knows it exactly. Well, so the correction,
actually, no, the 2.5 is The Smell of Fear. 3 is The Final Insult. Thank you, Dad.
I love Brody Stevens.
The hell
was
that?
But baseball's so boring. I love Brody Stevens, but the baseball's so boring.
You know, Paul Feig is in Naked Gun 33 1/3?
No.
He's a featured extra in the Oscars scene. Wayne Fetterman knew that.
I knew that.
Is somebody giving you a stretch signal? We've got another fucking game to play, and we're already over.
Sorry, Doug. I thought we wanted to talk about movies here.
I do. I want a movie that begins with S that has some or a lot of baseball in it. And I wrote down three of them.
I got it.
He's got it.
Here we go.
This is it. Down.
Saw 1, 2, and 3.
You're out! Come on.
Although Sam might argue this first one.
Oh!
What?
Sandlot!
He said it already.
The Sandlot.
That is so stupid and pedantic. Texting my dad.
And the working title was For the Sandlot. I went with 61 Space Jam. Yeah, and somebody over there pointed out that 61 begins with an asterisk. And
thank you. It's the second asterisk reference here tonight. Asterisk and Quibble really making a comeback.
Asterisk still comes after, right?
61 was an HBO made-for-TV movie.
Made for TV, that's HBO, so it's not TV.
Billy Crystal.
But this is the greatest baseball movie of all time if you like movies where someone dies because of a baseball injury. Simon Birch.
Oh, Ashley Judd. Wow. Oh.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, she gets clocked with a baseball and then...
That's it.
Is she in the stands or just a fan? No, she's walking.
She walks up. Isn't she like walk up like, my boy's playing bing bonk?
Yep.
And that's okay.
And then she dies.
Well, it's because Simon Birch hit a home run.
He killed his mother?
That's not his mother.
Okay. I never saw the movie.
It's one of the only people who was nice to him.
That's right.
So that was a bad call on his part to murder
her. Say that into the microphone.
A shitty ball player, that Simon Birch.
All right, we got to wrap this up real quick. So we'll play a super fast version of Last Woman Stanton. All I need... Oh, and so since no one won that last thing...
No one?
I thought it was close.
So Isaac gets to go first again in,
thank you so much.
In the next game. Okay. And then we'll switch the order. We'll go to Brian, then to Sam. I'm not going to play because we're in a hurry. Where is J period M period free... from Instagram.
Right here.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
What's your actual name?
John.
John. Thank you for reaching out to me, John. Are you visiting from somewhere?
From Durham, North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina. Thank you for coming
back
all this
Dookie.
Way. Yeah.
Dookie.
Well, Durham, that's right. It could have been the B in Brody. It could have been Bull Durham. All right. So what's your suggestion for actress name for us to toss around? If you match the name that I have in my wallet... you win the Doug Benson pin, and what are we up to? $60? $40?
What? There's money? Wow. There's money?
It's not 300. Shut up. Yeah, I'm going to add $20 every time somebody doesn't match me, and so I think it might be up to 40 or 60. What do you got?
Shit, I had a really good actor. I didn't realize it needed to be an actress, so...
You didn't hopefully realize you it had to be an actress.
Rack your brain.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
how dare you... disrespect me, actresses.
Literally any woman in a movie ever.
All the people that are out there dying right now. I can't be here.
What about...
probably.
Natalie Portman.
Who?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, okay. I like it.
We've heard of her.
Yeah. All right, so take turns naming Natalie Portman movies. If you can't think of one, you're
you just
out.
Just go?
Yeah. Well, just one at a time. Starting with you, Eliza.
Black Swan.
Oh yes,
that's what
she
I was
won the Oscar
with.
For that one. Brian.
Oh, Star Wars: Phantom Menace.
That was mine.
Interesting. Someone wants the full title.
Oh damn it!
Yeah.
The Phantom Menace.
Damn articles.
But there's like a number in there.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Star Wars 5, 8. I saw it as a kid, you guys. What do you want from me?
A kid? How old
that
are you?
That long ago, yeah.
When was it?
It was like this summer.
It was the 90s?
What the fuck
Thank
is going
you.
On here?
90? That's, yeah, guys.
Is Moses out?
He
that's
might,
what it is.
21
know.
Years ago.
He'll be out soon enough, Sam.
Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Oh, she's more than
Wayne?
One?
Oh, yeah, she is.
The Professional.
Yeah. Sometimes called Leon, colon, the professional. Sometimes.
Am I out?
No.
Is he still in?
Star Wars.
He's still in.
Garden State.
Yeah.
So.
Brian?
I'm out. I remember.
See? He's already out.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Sammy?
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
I always thought that one was the Sith one in the series.
Sith Third Bank?
Oh, that was a Sith burn. Wayne.
Oh, I think she was in...
You've never been in anything with her?
No. No, I think she was in that Scorsese movie.
Oh, right.
The drama.
I think it was called
I meant a period drama. I meant a period
drama.
What is the name of that movie? Give me a second. Give me a second. I know on time.
Let's start doing plugs. What do you got to plug, Sam?
Oh, DC Daily, man. We're on the DC Universe streaming platform. We have brand new episodes 5 days a week. They're in front of the paywall. Come watch us for free and, I don't know, tweet about it. Be like, hey, that DC Daily show, that's all right.
Yeah, that's in a movie. He's telling you exactly what to say. How easy is that?
There you go.
That DC Daily show.
Yeah, you guys like DC. You like your Batman, your Superman.
That's all right. Okay, Wayne.
I can't think of the name of that movie, but I know this is wrong, but I'm gonna say The Wrestler.
Why would she be in that?
Why would she be in that?
I don't know, baby. I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. What was the name of that movie?
The Wrestler. We had Marissa Tomei, not her.
Or are you thinking of My Cousin Vinny?
No lifelines. We ran out of time. Eliza?
Is back there to a movie where she's like also with like another...
Like another a prostitute, girl. Right?
There's something.
Yeah.
What is it?
Inherent Vices?
This is the pitch.
What's going on?
It's something.
Yeah. Okay, so you're out?
I'm out.
No, Eliza out?
No.
You're not out?
Uh-uh.
You got another one? Yeah. Another Portman?
Yeah. Can I...
Give it to us.
Oh, V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Isn't she in that?
Yeah. Yeah. She plays the title V.
I'm sorry. I scared you. I scared you with my victory squeezer.
Well, she's also in a movie called Closer.
Yeah. Or you're not even blinking. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's Natalie Portman. She's a Jewish girl.
Is she in... So is she in any like Israeli movies? I think this is Scarlett Johansson that's in Her. So that's my other vote.
Yeah. But you're a strong competitor.
Home. I don't... Oh, was she in like a Jurassic Park?
Closing time. No.
Can I have a clue?
Sam, give her another one.
Anywhere but here.
Rub it in.
I'd rather be anywhere.
How about
but
another
here.
Losing.
One? Nah, let's see. You want me to stall now?
Which one of the buddy sex movies was she in?
Oh, she's in No Strings Attached.
Yeah, I always get confused
Me
with
too.
The other one.
Me too.
What's the other one called?
Oh, Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Mila Kunis?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, one's in one, one's in the other, and I get them confused because they're both in Black Swan together.
But I had five points when we started.
Right. I know.
What happened to those 5 points?
Those points, they just magically go away.
Can I convert them?
No, they're not convertible.
To toys?
But you can do whatever plugs you want to do besides, of course, Spencer Confidential on Netflix.
So I can't plug that. You said besides?
Yeah, well, I mean, because I just said it.
All right.
I just sold the shit out of it.
The Eliza Schlesinger sketch show premieres April 1st on Netflix. So check that out. And you can come see me do stand-up in a city or country near you. Tickets at eliza.com/tour.
Yeah, you got a million dates coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
I got to feed this dog.
Yeah. Keep that dog fed. Brian Moses, what's going on with you?
Just keep coming to the Rose Bowl every Tuesday night at the Comedy Store.
Tonight, are you guys going to go over there?
Tonight. Every Tuesday, 10:30.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, dude.
Thanks for having me.
And Wayne, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, I do. I am on a Quibi show before that goes under.
Wow. I hate to quibble with you, but I think Quibi's...
You think it's good?
...to stay.
Oh, good. I love it. It's called Dummy. It's called Dummy.
Based on the Adrian Brody movie?
Is that Cody Heller's show?
Yeah.
I love Cody.
So
I watched her Instagram while she was making it. It's about a sex doll. It's got Anna Kendrick in it.
Oh, so it kind
Thank
of
you.
Is.
You guys are like, oh, sex doll.
Do you want to know what I play in the... want to know what I play?
I'm hoping it's sex doll salesman. Sex doll.
Close.
Is it?
Sex doll repairman.
Oh!
The role you were born to play.
What do you do? Just come in and reinflate it? All right. That's awesome. Oh, she doesn't...
She gets kind of skittish sometimes. I'll just let her be.
She's scared of what's going on.
Her rescue.
She's drinking the vodka. Ian, come get your prizes, please. Where's Ian at?
Over here.
There you go. Come on and grab your stuff. And for all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Cook-off! Wallet!
Shh! Ted Danson?
That's it. One more time for all my guests, Sam Levine, Wayne Fetterman, Eliza Schlesinger, Brian Moses. Thank you, UCB. See you guys in 2 weeks, as always. Positive energy!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes unrolled, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.